Prince George is a little more bike-friendly this morning, as you heard in the news. Last night, City Council voted unanimously to add paved shoulders to North Neshaco Road. The wider road means more room for bikes and a victory for Erica Kane. She is the Urban Cycling Coordinator for the Prince George Cycling Club, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
How big of a deal is the decision to widen the roads out on North Neshaco?
Oh, it is amazing. We are so happy to hear that this decision has been made. There was a lot of support by City Council at the meeting yesterday, and they were able to find the funding to fund this project to make it so that the roads are paved properly and with dedicated bike lanes.
And give us a sense of what it was like to ride your bike along there, or and what it still is, I guess, until this work is done.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually organized a group community ride on May 4th, and there was over 100, 200 people came out to support the cause, and about 70 of us went out on the bike ride. And it was definitely a dangerous bike ride to go on because of all the potholes and because there's no separation between the cars and the cyclists. On that day, there was a big group of us, so we basically kind of took over the road there. But I could see if I was just biking by myself, it would be very challenging to navigate that road.
Does that number surprise you, that 200 people came out to support bike lanes?
Actually, I was amazed and very, very satisfied to see so many people come out. There was a lot of support from the community that lives right in that area, and there was also a lot of support from the Prince George Cycling Club members as well.
What is your sense of how much support there is for more bike, I guess, infrastructure, lanes, and anything else that you need in this city?
I think it's definitely growing. So as part of my role in the Prince George Cycling Club, I led a community public meeting back in March, and I was pleasantly surprised to see 40 people show up. And 40 people, those are all people that are interested in improving the bike culture of Prince George. We had a lot of great input from them, lots of great ideas, and it was interesting to hear about some of the benefits and challenges people face as they bike in Prince George.
How did you get interested in bike riding yourself?
Oh, well, I actually started off in Vancouver 5 years ago, and I was basically a poor cycling student, and that's why I started off. But I soon realized that there's so many other benefits to biking, and it's become a part of my lifestyle, and I do it every single day of the year.
Vancouver is somewhat famous for its efforts to increase the number of people riding their bikes. Do you think you could see a similar push in a more northern community like Prince George?
I think that there's definitely potential for a town like Prince George, where just the physical size of Prince George makes it ideal because everything's relatively close together. Typically, you could ride up to an hour and reach most places in Prince George, which is a benefit. So I'm not sure how long it'll take to reach the extent of Vancouver, but I think gradually over time we can really push for a safer environment for bikers.
What are the biggest challenges that you see?
Well, the most challenges that were expressed in that public meeting were around bike infrastructure, actually. So people were concerned about the current status of bike lanes. Even though there are some dedicated bike lanes, they're often obstructed with potholes, gravel, parked cars, you name it. So that makes it hard to bike on a lane if it's always blocked by things all the time. The other problem is that the bike lanes are often inconsistent and they end abruptly, and sometimes even into dangerous intersections. And an example of this would be Fifth Avenue, which starts at Foothills and then ends right at Highway 97. And then another issue that our members voiced was that bike lanes are often not clear. So the paint lines are basically faded, so it's really hard for drivers and cyclists to tell where a bike line is. And often the signage is lacking, so you can't really tell that it is indeed a bike lane.
I think it's fair to say that even if the number is growing, there are still far more people driving their cars than there are people riding their bikes here.
Mm-hmm,
and,
definitely.
And I'm sure you're aware that the need for money to improve roads, to keep roads up to date, is something that people are often fighting for and asking for more of. Do you think that as a whole it's worthwhile to invest money in bike lanes when that is really only going to apply to a subset of people, is a relatively small number versus the number of people who would benefit from better driving roads?
Yeah, definitely. That's a valid point. There's definitely a cars first culture kind of in print storage where drivers seem to be more valued than cyclists. But I think that you really have to start somewhere. And if we keep leaving things as status quo, then we won't see the benefits of urban cycling. Part of the plan of the city was the active transportation plan, and this was an excellent plan that highlighted ways that we can really support human-powered transportation. There's lots of things that we can do around bike infrastructure and parking and so on. So I really think that we need to start somewhere, and I would like to see these benefits because we could have a healthier population with less environmental impact.
And for people who are listening to this and about to hop into their cars or maybe listening in their cars, why should they care? Why should they get out biking or want other people to be biking even if they don't do it themselves?
Well, I think they should care for themselves. So, you know, but driving isn't the only way to get around. It's just as easy to bike around once you get started. There's a lot of us who bike around, and we would be happy to support other drivers who want or wants to make that transition. And that's kind of what Bike to Work Week is all about, trying to get new people experiencing what it is like to bike around as a commuter. There are just so many benefits, like just mental health, physical health, the fact that you save time, you save money, you don't have to look for parking. So there's just countless benefits, and I really want to just share that with other drivers. So I hope that you do consider participating in Bike to Work Week this year.
Erica, thank you for joining us this morning.
Great. Thank you so much, Andrew.
That is Erica Kane. She is the Urban Cycling Coordinator for the Prince George Cycling Club. Interested to hear from you. If you do ride a bike, why do you do it? If you don't, why not? And do you think more money or more resources should go towards maintaining and building bike lanes? And is it worthwhile when you consider the cost to roads as well? We already got one tweet from @PGD who says the University Hospital of Northern British Columbia is not bike friendly with its one bike rack. So perhaps that's another issue. I need for more bike racks. Let us know. You can email daybreaknorth at cbc.ca. You can give us a call at 1-866-340-1932.